What a fucking week. All kinds of shenanigans this week. Weinikus, say what's up to the people.
What's up, everyone? Big shout out to everyone in the class right now. We have a Memetard takeover headed by the Memetard leader, Sean Stacken. So
Sean Fluencer.
Just want to give a big shout out to everyone that's currently listening live and to everyone that will be listening after.
Let's go. Man. Oh, shit. Hey.
Let's go.
All right. Well, Weinikus, I think before we get into it, tell the people about your vacation this weekend. Maybe they are interested.
Wait, over under how many the baby let's goes are we going to have in the next hour?
Over 10.
Let's go.
All right, we're at what, two?
So. Dude, that's easy, dude. Over 10. I shouldn't be saying overs. All overs.
Whoever's under is a bear. Bullish on the baby.
Can't cancel the baby from Bitcoin kindergarten. You heard?
I think we're rebranding to Bitcoin the Baby Fan Club.
Let's go.
But yeah, let me give a quick recap of my trip. I actually just spent some time in El Salvador. I was there for a handful of days, solely in Bitcoin Beach, aka El Zonte. It was really incredible to see the fact that you can pay with Bitcoin at every single business. I felt like I was in like a kid in Disney World. There's definitely a lot of work that still needs to be done as far as educating fellow citizens and businesses and the concepts of saving and things like that. Like, it was kind of, it felt like this law was kind of thrown on them, and there are some bugs with that Chivo wallet that they use. However, the $30 that they all got is now worth like 42 or like 45 or something, which is pretty awesome. But yeah, I mean, all I can say is that I highly encourage everyone to try to make a trip out there. And I feel like it's part of the Bitcoin like pilgrimage, really try to stimulate that economy, show that it's a reason for tourism and that like El Salvador is going to take the lead. So I think if we can, everyone just make an effort to get out to Bitcoin Beach or just El Salvador in general. So I'll definitely be making my way back there, I think.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yep, Weinik is killing it on soundboard duties tonight. Well, shit, Weinikus. How many pupusas did you eat? Did you get funded well? Did the sats get spread?
I got funded about like how many? I got two people funded the pupusa fund. Both were 69 sats, which in total was like about $8, which is a lot of pupusas. It's like each pupusa is probably like 50 cents or a dollar or like 75 cents at most if it's lux. So I was eating good out there. Shouts out to everyone that tipped me. I think it was a couple people. I don't know if I want to dox them, but thank you for the sats. And they are now left in El Salvador while pupusas are left in my stomach. So thank you.
Let's go. Awesome.
Let's go.
All right. Okay. Chill on the let's go for a minute.
Let's go.
We gotta spread this out. Oh my god. All right. Okay. Well, guys, Price action wise, you know, if you're watching the charts at all, you realize the price dumped. We're at 58K gang. So shouts out to our boy Dennis. He somehow actually turned 58K into a meme. Maybe the whales are reading Dennis' tweets and want to laugh and meme with us. So we'll see if we're in 58K forever. But we had some price dump action this week. And like clockwork, Bitcoin Twitter loses its mind and they start devouring each other. So a lot of noise this weekend. I like the tweet that Weinikus put out. Weinikus, super prescient on one hand. On the other hand, I think we've probably been a lot more noise than what's happened over the weekend. We got to be honest with ourselves. So we'll keep trying to give you signal. But Weinikus, are we going to get into the drama? Are we going to be Bitcoin TMZ tonight? Are we going to keep it moving?
I think...
there we are, on brand.
Well, speaking of 58K, I really appreciate Dennis for what he's doing. Hobo, please.
That's your job, really, Wanda. Mute him. We need Jessifer back.
Yeah. But I really appreciate Dennis for bringing us back to 58K, getting the gang united, because I'm not done stacking. So, and neither is Sean stacking.
Are you ever done stacking, though, is the real question. Is anyone ever done stacking?
58K is the real blessing to get you to your next stacking goal.
Oof, wisdom.
Yeah, think boy on you.
Wow, you did. You almost just blew up my brain right there.
Sean,
man.
I tweet that.
Dude, I think you just made me realize how, like, bullish I thought I was and how bullish I am now. 58K forever. Dennis, I get it now. I thought he was memeing. I thought he was a bearish memer, but now I'm getting it. Weinikus has a big brain.
Let's go.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Yeah, I agreed. 58K, stack your balls off. Let's go. To the other noise, I'm going to just say a few words. I know we talk about this day coming that Bitcoiners would be called racists and alt-righters and domestic terrorists. I think we saw this FUD coming from a mainstream source, and to see it come within the Bitcoin community, I think a lot of people lost their mind. I don't think it's as nefarious as people made it out to believe over the weekend, but I think we just all have to remember we don't really have anything in common except for Bitcoin, and that's a good thing. Bitcoin is for enemies. We say that all the time. I don't have to like you or even trust you to know that if you pay me in Bitcoin, it's good money and I don't need to trust you. And that's a feature, not a bug. So all the bullshit over this weekend, to those that don't know, it really doesn't matter. Just know, you know, Bitcoin is for enemies. Bitcoin is for people that don't trust each other, that don't like each other, so that we can interact on one open monetary network. You don't have to like everyone that uses the same money as you. You just got to respect the fact that they're using the same money. So that's all I'll say about that. I thought it was a bunch of bullshit. I was definitely losing my mind in Spaces. Spaces is hilarious on Bitcoin Twitter, guys. So he put in the chat one Bitcoin Simfluencer broke down crying in the Spaces because it was too hard for him to pick a guest on the Spaces. Not going to make it. That's all I'll say for it. Seems like a good guy, but man, you got to toughen up. It's the Spaces. Like, it's Bitcoin Twitter. He's new. He'll get it. Anyways, there's a lot of other bullshit that happened this weekend on Spaces, Bitcoin Twitter, but it's really all noise, guys. The signal is Bitcoin is for enemies. I don't have to like you to use Bitcoin. And this just proves it. We are all here for Bitcoin. And it doesn't necessarily mean we have to agree on everything else. It's honestly astonishing that we do agree on more than just Bitcoin. Hence why... Marty's house. I am not going to rule out the possibility, but some shit would have to go down. In the
I'm
chat.
I'm just going to rip bongs if he starts talking.
Marty's, for those listening, Marty's out in our Discord chat goes, I can't wait until Optimus cries on this show. Dude, if I do, I already know I'm going to get roasted. So shit better be bad, bro. I don't know. I'll plead the fifth. You fucking pigeon. Piece of shit. Okay. All right. I'll segue. Thank you, Linicus. We're on the same wavelength today. There's one thing I do want to say, guys. This is more for the noobs out there, and a big fuck you to the scammers. So over the weekend I did this tweet. I quote tweeted someone. I believe it might have even been Sean. I forget. It's one of my Bitcoin memers. Bitcoin memer friend on Twitter. We did a joke tweet about, oh my God, I just found out that Bitcoin only has 21 million Bitcoin. One of those, you know, like once that moment hits, it's a big moment. So I was joking. Yeah, see, Sean, we did a chain of that of, oh my God, I just found out there's 21 million Bitcoin. And I thought it was funny. I like, that's the point. Like, let's retweet this because I still think a lot of people don't understand scarcity, and once that sinks in, you start to see Bitcoin in a whole new light. That's not the point. That is the point of this show, but I bring that up to say that when I posted that comment, I had a couple scammers jump in the comments, in the comment section of that tweet, and they were just basically predatory scammers on noobs. I'm pretty sure they thought I was a new Bitcoiner. I had just found out about it, and they jumped into my comment saying, like, join this exchange, you know, buy this coin. And I just wanted to bring that up because it does seem like we are in the cycle right now where a lot of new people are coming in. I am getting a lot more questions from my normie friends, and there does seem to be a lot more Bitcoin talk in popular culture, and with that comes a lot of people trying to scam new people. And to have seen what happened in 2017 and to see this stuff pop around again, okay, we'll get to that, Sean. To see this pop around again, it just it made me realize, like, why we do this show. We definitely do it so that people don't get scammed, so that, you know, the predators out there aren't able to do their bidding so easily. So I just wanted to bring it up to new people out there, man. You know, stay strong. Stay to the Bitcoin-only message. It'll save you a lot of sats in the end. And you just got to know, man, everyone's a scammer out there. And there's people trying to prey on you and people trying to take your sats. And to witness this firsthand again, because I pride myself on my echo chamber on Twitter. And somehow I got out of the bumper of the echo chamber, and someone thought I was a new Bitcoin and basically tried to scam me. So just watch yourself out there, guys. I just want to do a little new PSA for you guys, because it's a jungle out there and people are trying to take your Bitcoin, and they're trying to take my Bitcoin too. So we're all in the same place. Anyways, give me a transition, Winekiss. I love the delay. The delay is so good.
I just, like, I'm searching for buttons to press. It's really hard. It's a hard job, guys.
It's harder than it looks.
A lot harder than it looks.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I think before we get into this, guys, I'm going to bring some inflation talk, because we did have a lot of inflation talk in the news. So Let's get some perspectives from you guys here. So this week we got a lot of headlines trying to convince us that inflation isn't happening, that it's all an illusion. Janet Yellen came out saying that she doesn't foresee there will be inflation, and then a few days later comes out and says that, oh, we got this under control, there is no inflation. And then a couple of days later she's something like, oh yeah, well, there might be a little inflation, but it's not for long. So these people are backpedaling, and if you're not watching closely, they may, you know, gaslight you. They may try to convince you that there is no inflation. But if you're awake and you see anything going on around you, you know there's inflation, man. The dollar is a joke. And it's probably the strongest it's ever been, but confidence is being lost. And I think it's only more evident that we have the powers that be keep trying to convince us that there's nothing wrong with the dollar, with the economy. And to me, if they're telling me that, you just completely think the opposite. So whether they know what's going on or not, inflation is here. I hope you prepared yourself. I hope you're aware of this. I hope you own Bitcoin, because not only is inflation what you got to deal with, but now we got ridiculous ideas being passed around in Congress. Again, Janet Yellen being very upfront, and I have to think like she knows that this won't land, but maybe they're trying to push the spectrum. So she tried to propose a tax, or they are proposing a tax for billionaires. There is now a wealth tax on unrealized gains, or at least the talk and the possibility of unrealized gains. And that's just straight up nonsense. I think I saw someone say it was unconstitutional, but I didn't verify that. So take that with a grain of salt. And there's just no possible way that this can happen. And even if they did try, I think the best take I heard about it is that they're pushing the envelope so that they can pull back a little bit and compromise on the issue. And in a few years, they will try again. And that's the angle kind of that I see. But maybe, you know, the masses will fall for the hoodwink once again. And I did do a poll today. It's not ended yet, but I did. Do you take politicians seriously? Yes or lol? And I think it was up to like 99 lols and one yes. So if we can retweet that and get that going and get at least 2,000 people in a statistical sample, then maybe we can say 1 in 100 people still take their government serious. I know it's an echo chamber. My Bitcoin echo chamber is pretty strong. So we'll see what's good. But guys, hey, fuck you guys. guys, what were your thoughts this week? Are you guys feeling inflation? Do you even care? Bitcoin is holding you down. What are your thoughts on unrealized tax, unrealized gains? I have a bunch of tweets over here from people. If no one wants to talk, I can just start ringing off takes and we can start talking about it. But Winekiss, since you're kind of forced to talk with me and I've been talking for a minute, what's your thoughts on all this bullshit, man?
I mean, I don't realize inflation. Everything's getting cheaper for me. Like, the cost of beef might be double in U.S. dollars, but it's half the price of what it was in sats. So, what inflation?
Wisdom.
Let's go.
Oh man, this boy thinking. Let's go. We're at 8 now. Wow. Okay. All right.
Bro, you triggered me. You can't say hyperinflation. That's a trigger word for me.
Get it. How fragile are your ears?
I mean, they're owl ears, so you can't say a lot, you know.
It's got to be in high-pitched frequencies, huh?
Yeah, the let's go has got irritated because, you know, I have high frequency, so it's just getting annoying at this point.
Let's go.
Where can I send my complaints to this
show? Shoot him to the Bitcoin Kindergarten DMs. We will try to read all your guys' complaints.
Don't make anybody cry.
Oh my god. Weineke is on a sick one.
The complaint police, huh?
The thought police, man.
The thought police.
Wow.
They're trying to censor hyperinflation. They're trying to censor the baby. Correlated? Who knows?
Who knows? Well, I mean, since Marty's owl has such pigeon ears, I guess we can jump into how Keynesian economists lost their mind on Jack's hyperinflation tweet. Did you catch any of those rebuttals, Weinikus?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Jack mentioned hyperinflation, and then a bunch of sensitive people were like, how dare you mention such a serious thing that is nowhere near happening, and all these, like, what are, like, I don't know. Why do people get so triggered so easily?
It's Twitter, bro.
Yeah. That's why I like the meme cards. Like, we don't take Twitter seriously because it's like not a real place, you know.
Well, Weinikus, to be fair, I have heard you cry in a Spaces before, so you might take it serious.
Oh shit.
Oh my god. Any thoughts, anyone? Just me and Weinick is rambling tonight.
My thoughts, retard scale is fucking hilarious.
Satan is your daddy. What was he saying, dude?
You're a pig!
Oh my god. Oh, so again, guys, not only like I said in the beginning, not only did Bitcoiners have ridiculous spaces this week, but they were battling commies in the spaces. And they were absolutely hilarious. I don't think I've been as hooked to spaces in a long while. So shouts out to you guys out there. The spaces was a lot of noise, but man, it was pretty funny. Good stuff.
Go
no one.
On.
Okay. Well, I'll bring
I
up one point.
It was fun.
It was fun. I'll bring up one point on the hyperinflation. I thought it was really hilarious to see these economists on Twitter start nitpicking Jack's tweet. He said, like, hyperinflation is here, or it will be here. I forget the exact wording. And then he backed it up and said that it is coming to the U.S. as well. And I thought it was pretty hilarious to see traditional economists on Twitter say something on the lines of, there is no hyperinflation because hyperinflation means that your currency devalues 50% year on year. And it's like, yeah, maybe the, you know, the rigid definition of what hyperinflation is 50% year on year. But if your currency is devaluing 25-30% on year, you know, 10% every year on year, I don't think you're really going to care. Your currency is inflating and you're losing purchasing power. And I think that's the main point. And they could try to hide the realities for as long as possible, but the reality is you are losing purchasing power every year. Whether it's 2% or more, you are still losing purchasing power. And soon it might be getting higher. I've been seeing a lot of tweets this week of, you know, this is Weimar vibes, Weimar Republic vibes. So I don't know, man. I know things are looking pretty, you know, I'm living pretty well, but I don't know, man. Maybe my doom porn's going on.
It's funny though, because he's making a prediction, right? And they're talking about the present.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of them will, like, I'd rather be cautious than optimistic in this scenario, right? Like, if you being right or wrong makes you bankrupt or not, I'd take the side of caution, though. Like, and that's, like, what these economists don't want people doing, because they rely on, like, consumption, right?
And most economists have no idea what risk and reward is, considering they can make mistakes and still get bailed out. So we're not playing the same game.
There's been a narrative for years that inflation is okay. It stimulates the economy, velocity of money, all this bullshit. But when it's coupled with excessive money printing, people being paid to stay home, supply chain shutting down. The average person's actually feeling it now, and the narrative is wearing off, let's say. You know, people are starting to really wake up, like, wait a minute, this inflation thing. And they don't want you to know that. So they see Jack's tweet and they're like, shut that guy up. He's exposing us. You know, like, it's just such bullshit. You know, people are waking up. We got the internet, and we're the facts get out there like they didn't used to years ago. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I really love the safe space maximalist on Twitter, seeing people get offended by the use of the word hyperinflation or other words, as a matter of fact, on Twitter is pretty hilarious. But as Nick and I always say, Bitcoiners are built different. I think we created our I guess I'll say, social community differently. And it's a good thing, like your ideas have to pass scrutiny, and people will hurt your feelings, not just intentionally to hurt your feelings, but because you're wrong and they're not going to sugarcoat things. And I think that's a good thing. Call us mean, call us toxic, but you can't hide from the truth. And Bitcoin is a truth machine, and proof of work is mean. You either prove your work or you don't. You don't have the work. You don't have any results. So
I
I don't
just
think
want
people are ready
to,
for that. Go on, I guess.
I want to give a shout out to our fiat friends for fighting the battle of inflation and experiencing it firsthand voluntarily. So big shouts out to the fiat gang, and let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I actually think that's a great point, Wine. Like, shout out to the people taking the L, you know?
Well, like Jim said, I don't know if you guys are seeing the same thing, but it seems obvious that people are feeling the L, like she said, like people are noticing something's wrong. They just don't have the answers yet, and or they are confused and have the wrong answers, like the commie girl in the spaces that I heard this weekend. And you just they're always right, and people that are always right, like, they'll feel the pain, right? The like she said, they'll get wrecked, and it is what it is. I think you need to get wrecked to learn, but maybe everyone doesn't need to go down that path. There's the lucky few who just jump in Bitcoin and get it. So maybe you are that lucky person. But me, I had the hard knocks, man. I went through it all and somehow survived.
Let's go.
Marty's roasted. Marty's owl is roasted. Let's go.
Let's go.
Weinikus, 10 let's goes in 30 minutes. Not even a whole show.
We're at nine.
Well, we're gonna get one in a minute, so
Over under has been changed to 58.
58K.
Dude, maybe this is how we can make money. Marty Zal's requesting for a let's go. Maybe we have to charge him like a sat or something.
Yeah, man. Since we're brainstorming live, I was thinking maybe we bite Rabbit Hole Recap, and you guys could send us sats to say the most ridiculous shit on this show. We'll see if me and Weinig commit to that, but no holds bar. Try to get us canceled. Do whatever you want to do. Yeah, exactly. We'll figure it out, guys. This should be fun. Wanakis, we'll think of some engagement hacks for our highly
We're
regarded
so
friends.
poor.
Wow. How many sats, Marty? How many sats you pigeon to for Wanakis to say penis 50 times in a row? 69 sats? Wow. That's a low bar.
This show is a true embodiment of the free market.
Free market live. You want to see what a
You
free market
pay
looks
for what
like?
you want to hear.
Bitcoin regarded personified. We are, you know the saying, don't teach a man, or don't give a man a fish, teach a man how to fish. I think in a Bitcoin Zen kind of way, guys, that's what we're doing. We are teaching you how to think about Bitcoin, not necessarily just giving you the facts about Bitcoin. All this ridiculousness around it is just our personified flavor. Like Marty Zawa's mom. Got him. Okay, Weinekes.
Let's go.
Let's switch this up a minute. Let's do your favorite new skit.
Is it time?
I think it's time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the week. The second edition ever of Spook 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 or Saint 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 Saint.
Wow, 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 wow.
And this week, the spook or saint is Mike Alfred. Mike Alfred has recently joined the Twitter scene, coming in hot with lots of followers. Where did these followers come from? What type of advice is he giving? Spook or saint? Can somebody please give their feedback?
Weinekes, that was amazing. I think we need more segments for you to do some live acting. But personally, guys, wait, hold on. Weinekes, do we give evidence or do we just give our opinion? How do we do this? All right.
I don't know.
Well, I ain't got no evidence. Maybe people got receipts. And I'm not gonna say spook, and I'm not going to say saint. I may go so far as scammer, but I don't know him well enough, so I'm not gonna say that. But from what I saw, some receipts from the scale gang on Spaces, it's not looking too good for the receipts, but I don't know, guys. I wouldn't be listening to him. Comes on the scene kind of hard, shills mining stocks to a room full of maximalists, does some other shit I'm not fully aware of, but I don't know. Not really the vibe that I like. I don't follow him. I don't know if I'd recommend you guys follow him. Let's see what this guy. Sean Stacking, 100% bot followers. Oof. Dang, we're going in tonight. Wow. Well, Weinekes, we're going in.
I just want to say that when he came in early on the scene and started shilling Hut 8 and people were calling him out on it, I did reply to him saying, like, dude, like, this is why you're being called out on. And he deleted my tweet. He deletes a bunch of tweets. And I don't trust anyone that deletes tweets. So for that reason, boo.
let's get to some of these comments for the podcast.
He's
listener.
A fiat Bitcoiner.
Fiat, oh, the worst. All right, let's see these comments. We got Alfred and the rest of the Alfred and the rest of those fuckers telling people to sell corn to buy mining stocks can eat an entire bag of Docutex. Alfred took Dan Howard's growth hack course. Get him. Shitcoiner, ETH shill. Oof. LARPs about how rich he is. Still holds ETH. Not gonna make it. Weinekes is firing shots. Second Sean. Preston probably is the only finance guy I fucked with. Him and Pleb Foss. I fucked with Pleb Foss's energy. Tucson, mining stocks are like politics, fake and gay. Let's go. Oh, man. Oh, he's a perfect trader, too. Wow. Let's go. And his friend cried
now
in Spaces.
Listen, that's called motherfucking bars.
Spooking for. Oh, my God. Wow. I think our chat is
this
definitely undefeated.
This little segment we have is kind of ironic because I don't think we're ever going to have a saint on here. it's pretty much just going to be a roast sesh every time.
Remind me, and I'll have one next week. I know exactly who we're going to pick. Not going to say it live on air.
All right.
But you guys will like it. You guys will like it. Let's go. Whew. Well, guys, kind of went in on that one. That was good. That's not irony.
Yeah, I don't trust that guy one bit.
That was fun. Well, you know, shouts out to me and Winekiss out over here. We will officially now never be a part of the Circle Jerk. Shouts out to our meme-tard friends. Shouts out to the taco plebs out there. We're holding it down. We're keeping it highly regarded. We will get canceled soon. No one's going to like us. Hi, Circle Jerk. Oh, man, I love you guys. This is too good. So yeah, shout out to you guys. And it's only fitting if you're watching this on YouTube. Shouts out to what's it, Sat Yoshi Hoddle with the meme on the side. I think it's pretty funny how we just meme, dude. We're out here just shooting the shit, enjoying life, trying to teach you about Bitcoin so you don't get wrecked. And memes are a part of that. And if you can't laugh at yourself, if you can't take the memes, bro. If you're crying in a spaces, you're just not going to make it. Toughen up, Buttercup. Like, this is monetary war. This is digital warfare. This is basically World War III, and you're crying in a spaces because you don't know who to bring up to the stage, bro. Like, come on. You seem like a nice guy, but that's just... Bye. Shout out Retard Scale. Oh, man. I'm having too much fun. Guys, Winekiss. Are we derailing the show? Is this signal? Should I get back to the outline we got? Do you want to talk more shit?
Do you have an outline?
No, I have an outline.
Maybe bring something up and we'll let the free market decide.
Free markets. All right.
Marty wants a let's go. Did he send us sats? I don't have a...
Oh, was that to me? Let me see. Let me check. Let me check if I got some sats. I do have some sats in here. Let's go. He needs three. That's some sad, baby.
Let's go.
Hey, do it again. Hey.
All
right,
one more.
Let's go.
Oh, man. This is too good. Okay, guys. This...
Back to serious business.
It's not really serious. It's just something I noticed. And guys, chime in. I'd like for you guys to actually chime in on this one. It is a little market speculation, but I think it's proven right. So to the listeners, I'll put the link in the description. To those in YouTube, just go in the description. I'll put the link. But there was a tweet by our boy Dylan LeClaire, our Zoomer whiz kid over there, reading all the on-chain analytics, keeping us bullish. And he did this tweet today, or actually it wasn't today, it was a couple days ago. And he did the tweet and I was kind of noticing this. And then after the tweet, I was definitely noticing it. So the tweet goes, it goes basically, big money is using Sailor's TWAP bots, so time-weighted average price bots buying continuously. And I only bring this up because I was like, it seemed like I was watching this on the charts. It just seemed like there was a continuous, consistent demand to buy Bitcoin. And it did it like once you see his tweet of what it looks like and you look at the chart, like I was watching that all week. And today we saw that base president Bukele bought the dip, bought another 420 more Bitcoins. So I think Dylan's onto something. There is people out there using those bots to pick up a lot of coin right now. And I know the base president isn't the only one. So guys, like, there's so many signs that this is going to explode. And I think a lot of people out there are using the Giga Chad formula, and we're just not going to know until the end of the year when things just start blowing off the top. So are you guys seeing this? Did you guys notice that tweet? Are you guys seeing this in the chart? Are you guys just like, whatever, 58K gang. Like, this is boring until it pumps. Shout out to everyone with a Glassnode account. Facts. Yeah, dude, Base Bekele is—he's kind of base, bro. I take back any doubt of his dictatorship. That fool's based. I fucks with him. I can't wait to see what they're doing in El Salvador.
That we all need.
He's the dictator we love and need.
Shout out to dictators.
Hey, man, dictators are adopting Bitcoin. They must be doing something right, eh?
Yeah, I only like politicians if they agree with my views.
You're such a good social justice warrior, Weinigus.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Skeef, I saw that, bro. For those listening, a Glassnode subscription costs as much as an S19. And for those unfamiliar, that's about like 11K. So that shit's crazy. Wouldn't do it. Glass chode. Y'all killing me. Wow. Yeah, guys, I think that's a good point, man. Like, you don't need anything fancy to hodl. Like, I named the show Bitcoin for the Culture. Like, you don't need anything fancy. Just know why you buy Bitcoin consistently, secure the bag. Like, Shishi's got me down the rabbit hole of seed entropy right now. So going full down that rabbit hole, like, guys, you don't have to make this complicated. You can simplify your life. Buy Bitcoin. You don't need analytics. You don't need the Bitcoin crutches. You don't need the Bitcoin influencer crutches. These guys are not your friends. You want to buy Bitcoin because that's what you want. You don't need to stand on anyone's shoulders. Like, let people help you. I wouldn't be here with a lot of help from Bitcoiners, but now, like, I just bullshit, man. I don't need another Bitcoiner to convince me to keep holding Bitcoin. And I think that's the level that most people need to get to. And if you're trying to stay bullish because you need to read charts, you're just not going to make it. You're going to panic, guys. So you got to find that Bitcoin zen. You need to freaking hold Bitcoin as long as humanly possible. You need to forget about the sell button and just accumulate. This is the way. You don't need to get convinced to be bullish. You need to make yourself more bullish, man. It's an internal thing, not an external thing. But we will see. Deadlifts make your grip strength stronger. True. Yeah, Marty's Owl, you should sell now. We don't need pigeons in this revolution. Steve, take your balls out of your girl's purse and just convert all dollars to sats. Let's go. Yeah, you should have zero fiat. Let's be honest.
Hey.
Let's
go. Hey, let me save you guys on some TA here, some technical analysis. Just buy Bitcoin, and in 4 years, the fiat price of it will be significantly higher than the previous 4 years of when you bought it. The end.
The end. Weinicus Clemente the Third. Let's go.
I can't step over Shishi's TA though. He's an in-house TA here, so.
Shishi Clementine's TA advice is testosterone number go up is the only TA you need. Few will understand this. Finally, the show's over. Let's go. Oh my god. Holy shit, this is good. I hope you guys enjoy this because I am sure having a good time. All right, Weinicus, let's do one last transition. And guys, like I said this four times, someone talk with me today. I'm talking to myself, but this next topic, I really want your input, boys, because I think this is a worthy conversation. Okay. Weinicus. All right, never mind. No transition. Weinicus is sleeping on the job. Sorry, guys. You already know the deal. But
I just was waiting to interrupt you.
Standard. Okay. So I saw some friends talking on Twitter, revolved around number go up, and they were kind of implying that people that are just here for number go up, for lack of better terms, are less noble than the people that are here for the monetary revolution. And why I agree with the sentiment, I thought it interesting because I think number go up and the monetary revolution can go hand in hand. So to see people, not necessarily talking shit on number go up because we're all here for number go up, but like kind of virtue signal on how like I'm here for the monetary revolution, not number go up, implying that number go up is bad. And I just love how Alex Vetsky's put it. Like, I came for the money and I'm here for the money. And once you understand, like, yeah, we all get called for number go up, but once you understand Bitcoin, like, you're here to fix the money. So I think it's one and the same. But boys and ladies, Sean, sorry, dude, I don't know what you are. What is your thought on this? Is number go up less noble than being here for the monetary revolution, or is it one and the same? I don't know. I'd actually would love Shishi's view in here. Skeef, hopefully Skeef. Tucson, Winekus, Jim, I hope you guys will chime in. Cause you guys,
I think it's one of the same.
Agreed.
For sure.
Let's go.
Go on.
And then.
Oh, just that, like this idea that we're going to accomplish anything without a giant army of individuals being super rich, I think is extremely naive. And like, as we, I don't know, like as we build our economic power, we are more and more empowered to tell everybody, including the state, to fuck off. And like, there's, I don't know, like we've already seen that. Like, we all know people who are earlier than us who are just completely opted out and are done with all this noise. And it's because they're using Bitcoin and they have the ability to do that. So I don't know. It's, I think a lot of people, they like to say things that sound really good to other people, but that they haven't like really thought through very deeply. I think that's a lot more common than it should be in Bitcoin.
Agreed. I love Skeef's takes. Skeef. I need a Skeef. Yeah,
listen!
Pocket.
That's called motherfucking bars!
Oh, Wanik is cutting me off like always. This is beautiful.
Shut up.
Let's see. Zorn, I'm here for the technology that make number go up. Let's go. Fuck
yeah,
this shit.
To add what Skeef was saying, I think the only way to get people to really take advantage of not having their savings debased is for the group of people that switched over to get rich, right? Like, like, what's the draw, right? And obviously, like, if we all adopt Bitcoin, we just, like, slow the decay of entropy so that we can actually produce and actually increase our productivity, right? And so, yeah, you know, for us to get there, I think we're going to have to get really rich. So Nico always goes off about this. Like, if Nico was here, or Coin Icarus was still here, I think he left, but they go off on this all the time. Where Nico's like, yo, if number doesn't go up, we're going to fail at really changing the world, right? And obviously, you know, the more people that are, you know, rehypothecating Bitcoin themselves, you know, like how much Bitcoin, like people don't take into account how much Bitcoin just El Salvador is keeping within their borders and like why that matters and like what type of velocity that puts on the order book every year that more and more people are transacting in Bitcoin. And Winekus is, you know, posting videos of him buying fucking coconut water on vacation, you know, like, and like he said, he's shitting out the pupusas, but the sats live on in El Salvador forever. So, you know, I think it's a great recycling system, and I think it's going to recycle people to obviously get rich. Like, that's the draw, right? When someone asks you, hey, okay, Bitcoin, that sounds great, freedom, whatever. But like, how high do you think it's going to go? Right? That's like the fucking question. And that is the only thing that matters, actually. Okay, so you can't have it both ways, right? A lot of people say the only thing that matters is your stack hitting an all-time high frequently, right? So if you keep that in mind, that also means that NGU has to happen. Because, like, your stack going up has to be also on purchasing power, unless, you know, what the fuck are we doing here, right?
Getting rich is a great incentive for freedom. Continue.
I think Skeef wants to talk, but...
Oh, I was just going to say, we're here to end slavery and abolish all this fiat nonsense. And the scoreboard on that is how much of the wealth of the world has flowed into Bitcoin versus whatever else. And oof. I don't know, like, especially like I'm super into privacy, all that kind of stuff, but it's like, I see it a lot in the privacy community, you know, especially your people that talk about why Monero is so awesome or whatever, is they like have this idea that the dollar value just doesn't matter. And what matters is, you know, the very local circular economy or something like that. And it's like, that might be a good way to change your local community, but that has nothing to do with changing the world and with abolishing, you know, like making sure that, you know, Jerome Powell is panhandling on the corner someday or worse, or making sure that Janet Yellen is in the same spot, like really destroying these people's ability to accumulate power and resources. Like the scoreboard on that is largely the dollar price, I think.
Yeah, I love that. I forget who first said it, but like Bitcoin, if you look at Bitcoin price as the dollar price of freedom, it starts changing your perspective, I think.
Go ahead. And like wine, before wine hits it or something, I was going to say, like wine said it earlier, like, what the fuck are you talking about inflation? I've been experiencing deflation this last few years, right? And like, if you're really 100% in Bitcoin, like, you're experiencing tremendous. It's not even 1-to-1, like Wine was kind of alluding to. It's like 5-to-1 at least. So, like, it's not only you're keeping up with inflation, like, you're actually achieving prosperity. And I think that's, instead of saying rich, like, I believe it's prosperity that you're reaching, because you knew you were rich before the price went up, because you had faith that it was going to go up based on your bullishness and your belief, or your understanding, more so your understanding than belief, but your belief in people to reach the same understanding as you, basically, right? Or somewhat close to the same understanding as you, that, you know, this is scarce. And I love that you guys are promoting that. Hey, I just realized, you know, Bitcoin's 21 million. Because I think that's actually like way more substantial than we actually ever talk about. I think it's a super substantial like aha moment. I think we all kind of were like, when we first heard about Bitcoin, we didn't understand that it was actually like completely limited, right? And why that was important and how decentralization keeps it that way, right? Like most people, when they go to explain decentralization, they start off with some complicated ass, you know, sentence. You know, like, how do you just give a one-liner? Like, hey, what is decentralization? How is it important? And I think that all together, you get to that understanding and number goes up, right? So, you know, you were rich when you sold everything for Bitcoin, right? Not when it went up, because when it went up, you just like confirmed it, right? Because it's your purchasing power at the end of the day. It's your proof of work. Like, I don't think we seek rent, so I don't believe that a Bitcoiner ever seeks rent. So even when the price was somewhat stable, he was still operating like on the Bitcoin economy, right? And so when the price goes up, yeah, you know, like, you held a bear asset, took 100% of the risk. And I think that right there, that you take risk of custody, is everything. And it's the reason why you deserve your riches. It's part of the proof of work that you're building or whatever, right? So, yeah, I mean, if you're not bullish, then you're doing this wrong.
Let's go.
Beautiful.
I was gonna say, I wanted to touch up on what Skeef was talking about with like the Monero community having their own economy. And I think like secondary effects of Bitcoin is kind of like what Jack Mahlers talks about with using the Bitcoin network versus Bitcoin the asset. And the price is not necessarily as important, like the number go up stuff, as far as like moving value around with and converting fiat to Bitcoin back into fiat or whatever it is, just like using those different rails. But obviously you do need number go up because you do need liquidity to basically make that of use. So number go up is very important, but obviously people preserving their purchasing power and not getting poorer is the most important.
Bars. I do have a few tweets over here that I think are in line with what you guys were saying. One of them is by our boy Coin Icarus, and he goes, excuse me. If you truly desire monetary freedom, then you are here for Bitcoin. If you don't understand freedom and think that all that glitters is gold, you are here for shitcoins. I don't make the rules. Get them, Coin Icarus. And the next one was by Safety. I love how he frames this, and I think, you know, people haven't heard this. They should hear this. So Safety goes, Bitcoiners and shitcoiners are not on the same team. They couldn't be more different. Bitcoiners see a once-in-a-millennium chance for the total eradication of seniorage and monetary parasites. Shitcoiners just see an opportunity for them to become the monetary parasites. Whew. We build different, boys. God damn, get them.
Let's go.
Whew. All right, guys. I'm going to transition a little bit because I think...
I got 2 cents.
Oh, let's go. Hell yeah. Jim's rant. Let's get it.
Well, you know, you got the two things are inextricably linked. The number go up is simply a function of the fact that as people become aware of what Bitcoin is and what it represents, each individual person subjectively decides they're willing to pay a little bit more than the last guy, and the number keeps going up. That is the exchange rate to the US dollar or any other fiat currency. And then once you hold Bitcoin, you know, because you were hoping number would go up and then you see it happen, you don't necessarily want to sell it because you think, well, what if the number keeps going up? And the longer you do that, the more you realize that it is life-changing technology, world-changing technology. And so they're just linked. It changes everybody. Everybody in this chat is a changed person from before when they bought Bitcoin. And I don't even know everybody, but I bet I can say that in all confidence, and it's true. Everybody would admit it. I know I'm vastly different in who I am and how I see the world, and I believe most Bitcoiners are that way once it sinks in. If you just own Bitcoin for number go up, you might not be to that point yet, but for those people who get it and hold it and pay attention and dig a little deeper, it changes who you are, and that changes the world. Like, Bitcoin's going to change the world one person at a time as they grasp how critical and how important this is. And we all come to it because number go up brings us in. We all want that. So, yeah, there's no way to separate the two. You know, one does, I think one definitely does come before the other, for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Skeef put an epic quote in the Discord. It might be too small for you guys to read it, but he goes, this is one of my all-time favorite Safety in quotes. And this is a tweet from October 12, 2017. He goes, Bitcoin won't be adopted like the iPhone because it's cool. It will be adopted like gunpowder. If you don't own it, you'll be its victim. Whew, man.
Good one.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars.
What about Skeef's other tweet where he says, I was a weak-ass bitch before Bitcoin.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, same. I look back at the person I was before, and it's laughable of what I thought was true reality, and it makes a lot of sense where my results were at life. I'll just leave it at that. Ever since Bitcoin, we've been winning, baby. Marty almost threw that tweet. We are all transitioning to that capital.
Let's go.
Some of us like ski for transitioning into a woman. Some of us are transitioning into better people. We build different.
I was right in the middle of calling Marty's owl gender fluid, and you cut me off right there.
I had to, bro. You roasted me a couple episodes back. I had to. All right, guys. Dang. Jim brought something up, but I didn't write it down. So I'm going to have to transition into another topic. But dang. Buzzkill. Anyways. Y'all know I'm a left side of the bell curve, so it is what it is. What was that tweet? Oh man. Okay. Guys, I'm trying to. I wish again this week we had Jimbo in here. Actually, Weinekes, let's make a note. Let's try to get Jimbo in here next week to Orange Pill us on the super cycle, cause I don't know, man. I know I keep going back and forth on the super cycle, but the fact that I don't think it's going to happen is why I think it might happen. Is this time different, guys? I want to say it is, man. I'm going to put down the evidence, and you guys convince me that we're going to get another bear market coming up in the year.
We should have a debate next week between Dennis Hoddle, 58 Gang, versus Jimbo. Super cycle.
Oh my god. Dude, shoot the DMs right now. Let's get that going. Wow. That'd be amazing. Okay, guys. So the reason I'm saying this time is different, we've laid out some of the premises of the monetary inflation, the obscene amount of printing, the nefarious angling of politicians and central bankers on transacting privately, their attacks on our savings mechanisms. We've covered those a lot, but I think the side of this that we haven't covered is just how much Bitcoin has infiltrated popular culture. And I know Bitcoiners hate to even think about popular culture. They don't like to think about what the normie is doing. But I keep a couple toes in the normie world. I can't fully be Bitcoin only or I'd lose my mind. I need some other hobbies and things to distract me for a moment. And what I have been seeing in popular culture, besides the shitcoinery, besides the NFTs and the likes, is that there is definitely a lot of professional athletes out there that are becoming orange-pilled. I see them hanging out in our spaces. I see them in our comments on Twitter. I see them talking about Bitcoin on TV. Shit, we just had Tom Brady score his 600th touchdown, and the kid gave him his football, and he gave the kid a Bitcoin for that football. It's going to be interesting to see which one holds its value better. But I say all that, and we see in the this is a little more shitcoiny vibes. This reminds me a little more of 2017, but we see FTX and crypto.com sponsoring sporting events, and I know it's a Bitcoin and not a shitcoin show, but I do feel like Bitcoin and, you know, at large Bitcoin and shitcoins are infiltrating the popular mind. In 2017, I know people were talking about it. I know it started to do the same thing where some shitcoin companies would sponsor events and the likes. But this year, maybe it's because I'm, or this, not this year, but this time around, maybe it's because I'm more focused on it that I'm seeing it a lot more. And maybe I'm more of a hardened Bitcoiner, so I can see the signs. But it definitely feels like this time might be different. Like Bitcoin might this year or the next hit that escape velocity in popular culture where, you know, the average person is thinking about it. You know, we have artists talking about sending people Bitcoin over Cash App. You know, we have Kelly Slater talking to Jack Maulers in Instagram. We have Tony Hawk at, Bitcoin conferences. Like, I think that Bitcoin is, if it's not right now, it's so soon that Bitcoin will hit the escape velocity in popular conscience that it's just going to be everywhere. And, you know, like we say it all the time, we need mass adoption. But I think you know, the layer right outside of us, the normie, you know, popular culture agent infiltrator, Bitcoin infiltrator, may be what will get more people to start to notice Bitcoin. And maybe I just have my hopium glasses on, and I feel like the end of this year the price is going to pump, and I'm like, man, the pump's going to be insane. Popular culture is talking about Bitcoin is everywhere. I'm seeing it everywhere. I hear people talking about it at the street when I get some food. So I don't know, guys. I'm really starting to see what Random and Jimbo are saying about Supercycle. But what are you guys thinking, bros? Are we having one more cycle? Is my hopium glasses on for the Supercycle? Is this time different, or are we just memeing ourselves right now? Let me see what you guys are saying. After the next halving. Okay. Super cycle me, bitches. Next one, super cycle. Okay. 2028 halving. That's two. That's super cycle. Crab bucket, a crab market. Okay. Too many dumb people like to make money too.
Yeah, but I think like, with there's going to be still too many people distracted with shit coins and stuff like that for at least the next cycle.
That is like my one counterpoint. I don't see Bitcoin maximalist overtaking popular culture yet. Popular culture is very fiat, very shit coinery, and they will definitely... We will definitely lose a lot of people to shitcoins. But I don't know, man. You know, do we just need the intolerant minority, right? So maybe we just need a few of them. We just need a few people to funnel in. Skeeve gets it.
Well, we always get into the, like, what is super cycling? Is it Bitcoin, like, basically replacing fiat? Or I don't know what other definition it is, but obviously this ain't for everybody.
I'm kind of seeing super cycle as in stock to flow breaking to the upside and fulfilling the stock to FOMO chart. Have you guys seen the stock to FOMO chart? You haven't seen the stock to FOMO chart. Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Let me see if I can put it in the chat real quick. And I'll link it for you guys in the link. Weinekes isn't... Let's go. You guys really haven't seen the stock to FOMO chart? Wow.
Yeah, it's like the big S, right?
Yeah, it's the S curve, bro. Like, it uses the stock to flow colors, but it just breaks to the upside for infinity. Dang, I thought I had it in my DMs.
We get it. Number go up.
Number go up forever and ever. Weinekes.
Yeah, 95% of people can stay dumb.
Oof. How are you going to... Dude, one Hank Reardon is worth more than the entire mob. 95% of people can stay dumb, bish. And Bitcoin will still dominate the entire world. Get him, Skeef. Let's go. Don't be a homosexual.
Yeah, like how many people have gold, you know, and that's like $12 trillion market cap, so they say.
So they say.
Gold and stuff.
Nah. How long, guys? Shoot a number in the chat so we can do this a quick one. How long till the majority of assets are repriced for their utility and not for their inflation hedge / store of value qualities? Two weeks. 2030 plus 8 years. Okay. 8 years of 20. I kind of like that. 2 weeks. COVID 2 weeks, right, Skeef? COVID 2 weeks. Hobo 5 to 10 years.
I'm a Zorn and Marty's owl. I think probably that 2028, 2032 cycle, somewhere in there.
Yeah. I'm really leaning towards Laser Hoddle's 2030 as the final battle, and I'm kind of excited about it. Like, I know I shouldn't be, but I think this is an exciting times. If 2030 is what he says it is, guys, the next 9 years are gonna be so lit in like a very dystopian, awesome way. Like,
there's
a fun fact I learned recently related to that. Do you know who Klaus Schwab's mentor was? Like the main, like it's Henry Kissinger. Like Klaus Schwab is basically the protege or like the continuation of Henry Kissinger. Like they worked together for a super long. I just learned that today. I didn't realize that.
Wow. But
Henry Kissinger is one evil motherfucker, to put it mildly.
I did not know that either. That is an interesting fact, to say the least. Jeez. Man, you know what? I think we said this before. We really need a conspiracy episode here, conspiracy receipts. Like, how many conspiracies have turned out to be true this year? Because
All of them.
I was just about to say, I think we're batting 100.
Yeah, that's 1,000.
Yeah,
100 would be really bad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You don't know your baseball, do you?
Hardly.
Every conspiracy is true, other than the Earth is flat.
Oof.
Oh yeah, that's probably not a true one. I got a theory on this. To address your proposition, when do things get priced for their real value versus their speculative value? Would that be what you were shooting for?
Price for utility.
Well, you know, for the way things used to be invested in, you would look at a company, you would look at their products, you would look at the market, you would look at their earnings, their assets, all these things, and you would make a judgment, is this a worthy investment? People don't do that anymore. They just throw money into everything other than leaving their money in the bank because it gets devalued, you know? So you got to just throw money in all directions to try and get a yield. One day when money stores its value, then everybody will just slow down and there won't be a reason to take your money and put it somewhere else if you could just hold it as money and its purchasing power increases every year, which is what's going to happen. So people are not just going to start looking for other places. They're only going to take their Bitcoin and give it to somebody else as an investment, you know, purchase some stock or loan it in the form of a bond or something. They're only going to do that if who they're giving it to, or what operation, what company or whatnot that they're giving it to, they have to prove themselves, you know, to get that scarce Bitcoin out of the hands of hodlers that they can just sit there on it and have more purchasing power in the future. That investment better do more than the anticipated increase in their purchasing power. Otherwise, they're not getting the Bitcoin. So there's a transition period, and then it will slow down when Bitcoin stabilizes and becomes the world's money. And then, you know, it could be longer than 2030. It could take, although, you know, gradually then suddenly, it could happen very quickly. We could be in an all Bitcoin world in the next 10 years, which would be amazing. But it seems hard to imagine, but, you know, Bitcoin was hard to imagine too. So why not, right? But I think we have to go through that. It's a long drawn out process before all of the world gets it and, you know, can relax and not have to chase yield. You know, people, money managers, investors, and hedge funds, they're chasing yield. They're looking, where do we got to stick this money, man? We got to stay ahead of everybody. If you could just sit and hold money, then you could just take your time. There'll always be people looking for higher yields, but it won't be as crazy aggressive speculative as it is now. And as you were alluding to, I think money will go to value, serious value. It'll get analyzed. It will get vetted in a way that, you know, the shit companies aren't going to get the investments. You know, you hear this VCs invest in, you know, 10 startups, and they only need one to take off because, you know, that's the ratio or whatever the ratio might be. But the idea is that they know they're throwing money away because half of these people are boneheads. They just don't know which ones are the boneheads. So they give it to everybody and they hope the one or two guys bubble to the top and make all the profits they lost on all the other investments. That's going to go away. That kind of investing mindset will not be around. People won't, they won't need to hurry up and stick the money somewhere. You know, that's the problem with fiat money. You gotta hurry up and stick it somewhere. And people are aggressive and they got to get their yield and they got to get their bonus. And, you know, it's just you hear enough people talk about it. Money allows for proper price signals when the money is good. When the money is bad, price signals are wrong, and people make inaccurate investments and inaccurate decisions based on those wrong price signals. All that's going to change under a Bitcoin standard. There you go. That's Jim's rant for tonight.
Let's go. Awesome. Excuse me. Jim, just always getting them, always getting them. Weinikus quoted one of our buddies, i.e. Dieter Bob, a.k.a. an angry doggy, Bitcoin isn't a choice. Man, I don't know if we can get more succinct than that one. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to find this tweet that Jim reminded me of. But
yeah, Bitcoin's going to affect everybody on the planet, whether they like it or not. It's some of you might have heard my talk at BitBlockBoom where I equate Bitcoin to first principles like gravity. You don't have a choice. It's going to act on you regardless of your knowledge of it or your attitude towards it. And as Bitcoin gets more and more adopted around the world, all those people that haven't adopted it yet, they're still going to be affected by it being in the world and around them and affecting prices around them. And so nobody can hide from the steamroller that is Bitcoin coming to take over the world.
Let's go. Oh, man. That was good. Why do you guess that was good?
We either gained a lot of viewers this week or lost them all.
Lost them all, let's be honest. We don't have any more viewers, Juanicus. They're all in spaces now.
Yeah, true. Everyone's on spaces.
Oh, man. Well, man. I don't know. Juanicus, is there anything else that you want to talk about this week? Any crazy things, boys, guys? Actually, I have something. I'm going to plug Shishi right now. He doesn't know why I'm going to plug him, but I'm going to plug him. Shishi a while back was talking about creating your own entropy for seed wallets. And this week, he's got me printing a mini textbook of BIP39 seed words. I had to reformat for him all day. So we got a Mac OS format file, a Microsoft format file. I don't know. Shishi, I'm going to blow up your DMs. Message Shishi if you want to, do your own entropy for your wallets. Pick your own seed words out of a hat. And you can use various wallets to pick your last word. But it's a process, and it will definitely make you realize how intense and insane these seed words are and how many there are and how many combinations there will be. So, guys, take your personal sovereignty a little more serious. Shishi got me down this rabbit hole. It's been a couple of weeks now where he's been telling me to get my shit together. Also, I got my Raspi Blitz node up, boys. So officially got a little node up. I know I told you guys COVID 2 weeks. It's probably been like 9 months now. But for the record, I got it up. I haven't opened any channels or anything on it. I got Electrum Rust going on it. A lot of cool apps, man. Raspi Blitz is pretty epic. I am a huge fan. If I can do it, you guys can do it. It's really not that difficult. You just need to put in the time. And one tip, preferably copy the blockchain, maybe avoid IBD. I did it for you guys. It took me about a week. I think it was like six days or so. So that's no joke, guys. First-hand experience. Besides that, super easy, super epic. I am really excited to connect all my wallets and start doing the thing with it. So, yeah, I don't know. Shishi, we will go hit him up on his DMs. I think it's Shishi21Mil or 21M on Twitter. I'm going to blow up his DMs. He's a nice guy. If he doesn't respond, I don't know, come hang out in our server, and I'm sure we will upload it for you guys. But definitely take that seriously. You can also do the dice rolls with cold card and all that good stuff, or do the cards by our boy Jimbo. But, yeah, it's definitely a step that I overlooked, and Shishi was orange-pilling me on this concept in our Bitcoin Kindergarten and Crackhead After Hours. So that's where the real signal is, boys. But shouts out to Shishi. Shishi, you there? You want to maybe orange-pill the people real quick? If you're there, if you're not doing anything.
I mean, yeah, I think everyone should just do it once just so they can see how random the seeds really are. It just makes you sleep better at night. Like, I'm sure, you know, you said it, you called it a textbook. Like, yeah, you know, so, and it's like, you'll notice how many hours it takes you to cut it up and just when you start pulling the words one by one, I don't know, man, it gives you this overwhelming feeling that, yeah, this shit's actually really random. And I don't know, I don't think there's a substitution for experiencing that entropy yourself. So definitely do it. Like, it's something to do to pass the time. I know us Bitcoiners talk about that, you know, it's another Bitcoin adventure to go on. People think that they stack every day and they don't have to do anything else, but I don't know. I think the Bitcoin rabbit hole is deep enough and wide enough to always be entertained, you know? So, yeah.
So what was it like pulling out that first word out, and what word was it?
I have yet to do it, so I'll plead. I've yet to do it, so I'll plead the fifth.
23 words. I just want to know what your experience was like.
My experience so far is there's a lot of proof of work here, guys. Like, I was thinking, I haven't even finished cutting up all the words. It's literally a mini textbook. It's like over 26 pages of words that you got to cut up. But I was thinking while I was doing it, I was thinking of the concept of proof of work and how it relates more to life and how it's ridiculous that, you know, people think it's wasteful. But as I'm doing it, I'm sitting here like, man, like the proof of work that I am going to do to get, you know, a correct amount of entropy and randomness into my seed generation is out of this world. And as I'm having that thought, I'm just like, man, like Bitcoiners really are going to make it, because we're so extra on everything, on the most like smallest detail. We're so extra and we don't budge on that. Like, there's no way we're going to budge on the best money that has ever been created and that mankind ever knows and that isn't controlled. Like, they have no chance. If we're this fanatical about randomness, there's no way that we're going to lose this battle. Like, this decentralized army that is Bitcoiners, they can't be touched, man. You know, our memes are way too powerful. The intellect and the knowledge is way too fucking strong. The amount of absurdity that we can bombard people with is more than anyone can handle. We just got all the right tools over here, and this monetary war is, you know, it's getting into that prime time, and it's gonna be fun, man, because Bitcoiners are goddamn crazy motherfuckers, and
we built different.
We built different, bro. Like, dude.
Well, before you close up shop and start being regarded, really quick. part of the reason why I was so adamant about printing the words in the beginning is because, every hardware wallet uses the same basis for the random number generator. They all share the same piece of code just to have that little random number generator going for you. And Jade wallet, for example, uses that same thing, but they added a wrapper of entropy around that random number generator. So they added like another layer. But basically, you know, doesn't matter if you have like a, it doesn't really matter that much if you have like multiple vendors, because like chances that one of them are corrupt, it's okay. But I think if you're going that route with the dice rolls, then at least verify that the program's running properly. It's a bunch of steps as well. It's not like there's no way around proof of work, right? So either gonna have to set up a whole computer that's air gapped, and verify that program if you even can. And I think most people have a much easier time of wrapping their heads around just cutting up the words. And then you can make an unlimited number of seeds with your friends, for example, that you're orange pilling, your parents. It's like a great little show and tell, you know, because how many people want to store their wealth on 24 words? It's like, you know, you're talking Chinese to people who are fucking, they're like, what do you mean my bank holds my money, you know? So I think when they get to feel that randomness, it makes them feel more secure.
Preach. Preach. I think, Shishi.
Let's go.
Perfect timing, Wanikis. Shishi, just to emphasize that point, I remember one of the first times we were talking about it in the after hours after the show ends. It was late night, and you were talking about how once you picked your own seeds, you were able and put it in multisig, you were able to sleep better. And like, I was so tired, and I'm like, oh shit, all right, I'm about to go to bed. And like, you said that, and as I'm going to bed, I'm just like, shit, like, I have no randomness in any of my seed generation. Like, I barely had any of my coin backed up like securely at that. I was kind of being lazy, and I'm like, shit, now I'm trying to go to bed. Like, there is like, damn it, Shishi, you like, you already orange pilled me. Then I'm just sitting there like, shit, okay, I need to secure the bag. And ever since then, been taking slow steps. So shouts out to people.
I remember that, bro. I was like, hey, so you guys ever thought about how those 24 words are generated? And you and Wine were like, not really, bro. We're just here, like, being regarded on kindergarten. Like, so do you want to think about it? And you guys were kind of like, nah. And then I just brute forced you guys. And I was like,
yeah, I think it's like every time I'm like, all right, I'm going to sign off. And then she's like, wait, hold on. Have you thought about your seed generation lately? I'm like, no, continue. It's like, ah, shit. But
dude, I don't sleep well. I don't sleep early. Like, I'm a night owl. So like, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm like, wait, let me I save this little carrot for then, you know, keep you on another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Dude, we don't care about that stuff. We just want to get stinking rich.
Oh, Wadika, I love you. That was good. That was perfect.
Can't get rich if you can't sleep, bro.
Oof. Get him. Get him with it. All right, guys. I think we're gonna start wrapping it up. We're at an hour and a half. Let me see if I can find a good tweet to end this show on, to give the people some more signal.
Anyone have any parting words? Feel free to grab the mic.
Let's see.
Can we get a let's go?
Get one more for the road.
All right.
Let's go.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Hey, let's go. Yo, and guess what? That was the 21st. Let's go. Wow.
We didn't even plan that. So fitting.
We're hard capped at 21, guys.
We're hard capped. I guess we gotta end the show now, bro.
You guys are so hard capped, bro.
You guys are so hard capped, bro.
Hard cap, but no cap.
Oh my god. All right. Well, I found one. Simple Wisdom by our boy Durjiji. He tweeted this October 24th, 2021. Hyper Bitcoinization is going to change everything. It's happening. So, guys, with that being said, we love you. I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope there was signal here. I hope we're not just adding to the noise out there. I know me and Winikus is techniques of teaching you with laughter is a little counterintuitive at times. But, you know, as the great comedians know, the only way I can tell you the truth is by making you laugh. So, you know, you don't kill me. and you don't come for my neck because you're so pissed. So here we are. We're here just, you know, shooting the lol, shooting the shit. And hopefully you agree with us. Maybe you don't agree with us. We'd love for people not to agree with us and come into the chat and have that recorded. We did that back in the day. It's really fun. Guys, please, 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 please send your normie friends to us. It's so much more fun when we have people here learning with us and we aren't just rambling and trying to give you signal. If you come to us with questions, it's a lot easier for us to give you focused content. Otherwise, we are just going to keep being regarded as fuck, keep telling you all the ridiculous shit we know so that you can keep going into the future and continue to prosper. So boys, if you have any fiat left, go balls deep. Stop being a little baby back bitch. Stop watching your wife. Go have a date with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend. I don't even know if your wife's a woman anymore. It's 2021. Who knows what's going on around here? But guys, we love you. Everyone in the Discord chat, thanks for coming out. You are our boys. You're our family. Everyone on YouTube, we love you. Come troll us. Thanks for watching. And everyone that listens to us, you guys are the real MVP. You guys have been holding us down. This is Optimus Fields at My Living Truth. I was here with my co-host, Winikus. I think Jestifer's coming back next week. Don't hold me to it, but I sure hope so, because the inmates have been running the asylum. And I think, Winikus, I think it shows. we need dad back. All right, guys. We love you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We will be here next Wednesday as long as Bitcoin is pumping out blocks. This is Optimus Fields. I'll see you next week. Peace out. Nice, hobo. Nice.